afternoon, everybody. I feel very official standing so high up overlooking you, and I just said next year I don't want to see that, not that I might be here, but if I am, I would like to be down on the floor and having a logo. Welcome to this closing press conference. We're delighted to see you, and we will give you, or try to give you, a little update on what's happening, and obviously also to take questions and comments from your side as a very important part of the event. I have one fellow board member here, Tom Rankin from CABI. The others might be turning up unless they are working on their stands. I also have Alan Mangrove, the Managing Director of TFW, here with me, but I'm sure you know them both. And we have John Rimmer in the back there, who's got the, I can't even remember, he's got the longest title in TFWA. It's about four lines. One of them is research and conferences and corporate communication, what have you. Anything that we can't, John is responsible for. Anyway, welcome. Let me start a little backwards, perhaps. We had an AGM this morning. We had two, in fact, two AGMs. And the reason we had two was that, as you may know, we have changed the financial year of the association recently. So we had to have a AGM for the financial year 2012, the 12 months. And we had to have a second AGM for the 4 months from January to April 2013, where we also approved the budget for the current year, again 2013, which runs from May 1 to April 30th, 2014. I'm happy to say it all went smoothly. We started at the dot of 9, which is quite extraordinary, and it took about half an hour to get through the whole thing. We made the reports, and they were, for both financial years, they were approved without any comments or any objections whatsoever. So we now have a budget for the year we are in, and everything from that angle is fine. This was followed by a short management committee meeting. As you know, we have no elections for the management committee this year. That follows next year. The management committee is elected for a two-year term, and that comes up in October next year. So very smoothly. The only thing really we discussed was comments from the management committee about their experiences this week, good, bad, indifferent, so we could take that on board already now before we debrief afterwards. And we also went through the calendar of the association from now and all of 2014 as we are preparing for the events in 2014. But nothing dramatic, everything was fine, and no comments to that really from my side. I'm sure you're all interested in figures, and I think I'm sure Kate and Rowena will look at me in horror because I go backwards into this, but I will give you the figures. By the close of play yesterday, we had reached 6,074 delegates. And 6,074 is the magic number, because that was exactly the number we ended the week on last year. So already at lunchtime, already at lunchtime today, we had passed all of last year, and we still have the rest of today and tomorrow. And this is not. In fact, we are now, as we sit stand here, it's coming slowly, Cecile, don't worry. We are now at 6,261 delegates, 6,261 delegates, which is up 4% on the same period last year. So all in all, healthy. Out of that number, the important thing, I suppose, here is the duty-free and travel retail operators plus landlords. They are at 2,102, which is up 8% versus last year. So again, positive. So, as I said, up to lunchtime today, and we still have the rest of today and tomorrow, so we will get a few more people in, I'm sure. Traditionally we do. I was asked by somebody this morning what would be the one word I would put to the describing the experience here. James is laughing, it was him. What one word I would put on my feeling for this week here in Cannes for the event, and apart from my fight, it's very difficult to put one word on all this because there are so many things that come to mind, so many reflections. But forced to put one word, I came up with dynamic, and I think in many ways, for me, that describes my experience of Cannes this week. We are in a very dynamic industry, and I think the numbers are proving that. I think the industry has a much better sense of working together than ever before, seeing the need and doing it, and there's so many wonderful examples out there. I think the international passion, the numbers keep growing, very dynamic environment that we heard earlier in the week about the airports being built and airlines expanding, very dynamic. And for me, that was really the one word that I think describes how I feel, and obviously there are many others, but for me that is that was sort of the key word. And I suppose also the fact that we have increasing numbers both for exhibitors and visitors describe the dynamic industry we are in, the fortunate we are in to be in. If I then take one step back to the beginning, to the Sunday where we had our sports day, we had quite an array of things, and I'm sure some of you took part in those. I can give you a few figures. We had more than 300 people who were up early to do the sports activities, which was quite amazing. We had 24 playing rugby, 64 doing the pétanque, 39 were jogging and hiking, and the cocktail masterclass was done by 37, the perfume workshop by 22, and the golf tournament, which we are not organizing, it's done by Heinemann and Estee Lauder, as you know, had 120 people full house playing golf. That was that. The cocktail opening at the Carlton Hotel had 1,432 people in the hall of the Carlton. That's up 4% over last year, which I think is quite amazing. I hadn't expected that number to grow, but 4% I think is a great number, and I hope people yourselves had a good time there and enjoyed the firework courtesy of the city of Cannes. In terms of exhibition, I'm sure you know the figures, 470 stands, including 46 new and returning companies. And again, coming back to the mood, I talking about the mood, the thing we get in, but I'm sure hopefully you will have heard the same or will be able to comment on that. Generally, the mood is really good. There's a great sense of doing business and doing things and being productive, and that is really what it's all about. Doing business and it under the right circumstances. So I still remember Cannes some years ago where perhaps the balance was a bit different, but here we are really in it for business, which is great. Conference, 994 people in the hall, which is up 10% over last year, and you may have seen we opened up the gallery behind at the top of the hall to be able to house all people. So we're extremely well attended. Personally, and I can only speak for myself, I think the lineup, one speaker apart, I thought the three key speakers were all really good. Sebastian or Lord Coe, I thought did an amazing job. Somebody so passionate, so motivated, so driven. And I like the fact he talked about his vision first, setting the vision, get everybody to buy in on the vision, and then setting the team to deliver on that vision. I thought that was great. And also his last his response to the question, would he swap it with his medals? I thought that spoke volume, certainly for me. I'm not a Brit in any way, but I was very patriotic when I saw that. So from my side, very, very good. Willie Walsh was exactly what I hope he would be. Articulate, clear, controversial, and not afraid of saying what he felt. I thought that was a great contribution, and I was delighted with some of his questions about in-flight and about retail in the airport. Exactly what we wanted to hear, and I hope the message is read somewhere north of where he sits. And I will leave it to you to figure that out. Yeah. And also John Gelsomer, I thought was interesting, a different aspect to it, which certainly I enjoyed, also because it confirmed something I already knew. So that is it. Workshop, perhaps, both workshops, the in-flight workshop and also the civet, were both well attended, full house. And if you were there, I hope you found them as interesting as I did. We will see whether people agree with us when we ask how the feeling was, what you felt about it. But my impression was that they were well received and quite insightful from all participants. Anything you want me to add? Now, I'm sure you have seen some of the, I'm saying that for Cecile's, for you, Cecile, all the things we have introduced over the last couple of years, the apps for the iPhone and BlackBerry, well established and well used. The touch screen navigation tools in various places in the hall seem to be working extremely well. The TFWA product showcase has been really, from a soft start, has really been taken fully on board, with a significant increase in exhibitors using this service, and very high number of hits year on year. So something that's come to stay, I believe. And we also hope that's useful for you from time to time to be able to go in there. The press photo service with the availability of pictures, I hope that's something you can use. If not, let us know. If you get changes to it, let us know, so we can accommodate you in the best way possible. I think that's most of the things. I'm sure there's more, but otherwise, the next thing on our agenda, and I'm sure many of yours, is the METFA conference in Doha, Qatar, in next month, which TFWA is very proud to organize on behalf of the METFA Association. And John has spent an awful lot of time putting the program together, working with METFA and working with the team in Paris. We have a very strong program, and we have a couple of very good moderators, one of whom is sitting here. So we really look forward to that. We believe the numbers are good, and we believe we have a very good conference to deliver, and with the help of Dermot and Michael Barrett. So that's that. Otherwise, it's Singapore in May, when we will remain in Marina Bay Sands in 2014. And again, back to Cannes on the 26th of October 2014. You know that we had a China Century conference in March this year. Yeah, crikey, time flies. In March in Beijing this year, there won't be any conference in China or anywhere else from our side in 2014, but as mentioned earlier, we are looking at the possibility of arranging something again in 2015, and we are already making the initial considerations about themes, places, venues, what have you. But more about that when we know more. I think that's from my side immediately what I have on my list. But I'm sure you have questions for things I haven't answered, haven't made clear, or other comments, and you'll be very welcome to ask. Dermot.
At the opening conference, you talked a little bit about GDP World Council.
Yes.
Establishment.
Yes.
What, I suppose, just maybe recap on the status of it, what you see is TFWA's role within it, and how much buy-in is there from all the other regional associations?
That's really my mistake. I should have mentioned that, because that is a milestone, I think, certainly for TFWA, but also for the industry as a whole. The Dutiful World Council has been a long time coming, and I'll be the first to admit that. But where we are now, the statutes have been approved by all the regional associations around the world, and they are with our lawyers at the moment, and the association is just about to be legally passed and established as a not-for-profit association under French law of 1901, same as TFWA for that matter. During the year, we have had consultations with all the various regional associations from around the world, from Canada, IIDFS, ASSOTIL, APTRA, MEDFA, ETRC, all of them. We have had a very constant flow of information and back to our own working group, and a lot of positive comments have been received to our proposal, and we have adapted all that into the statutes that we have now. We're very open about that, and we said once the council is established with a supervisory board, that supervisory board no doubt will want to adapt to things that come up, and that's absolutely fine. That is what it's all about. We just feel that having taken all on board, it's important that we now get going, and then we can adapt as we go forward. And I say it again, we do that because this is not, yes, TFW has taken the initiative, and we have the management committee very kindly has given us the green light to do that, but at the end of the day, this is an industry initiative. It will be driven by the industry and not TFWA. And I can say now, with the very enthusiastic support we've got from around the world, be that ASSOTIL, be that APTRA, MEDFA, ETRC, we have the support now. We have the clear acceptance of the need and the desirability to have a council. And we had a meeting here Wednesday, an industry association meeting, where we made a short presentation of where we are. And just based on that short meeting, the number of input, the things that we could be looking at, why don't we do that? There's really a need for that. Why shouldn't we do that? Make me absolutely clear that there is a need, and there's a reason for this. So I'm much more confident than I've ever been that this council is there and can do an awful lot of good. You know, I think I mentioned at the conference the objectives, very, very broad objectives of the council. There are a lot of details under that which are things and objectives which the council could do. Anything from anything that can help bringing the industry together, speaking with one voice, and coordinating our efforts when there are challenges. A united database, which I think, as one example, and I'm just mentioning example, that maybe the supervisory board, whoever they be, will disagree, but seen from my side, a database which I think this industry really needs. Communication, and I know maybe that's controversial here. I think we are, and I said that in very positive terms. I think this industry is absolutely great at reporting on the industry from you guys. Really great, very good at telling about the industry and reporting on things. But when it comes to the outside world, if I can put it that way, I don't think we are very good. I think we have a fantastic story to tell. look at the income we create, the jobs we create, the branding, all the things we create, I think we have a really good story to tell there. And I know working in ETRC and also at APTRA and METFA, sometimes when we need to put a case together, we had it recently in ETRC, we sit there and we have to go out ourselves to pull together the things we can to make a white paper. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a central database where we had all the information telling us what is the industry, what's it worth, etc., etc. So for me, that would be a clear objective. Not easy, I know that, but I don't think it does anything to be a bit ambitious in that. So from my side, my perspective, there's a lot of things that the council could be doing, should be doing once it's up and running. That was a very long answer. I don't know if I answered your question, Dermot.
But,